Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. It's your girl Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Teas,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving truth, my good people.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning.
What is up, y'all?
How you doing? How was your week this week, Telly?
It was great. Kind of, sort of. You know. Yeah, no. So, it was a lot. trying to pull a positive out of it, but it was craziness. But I did get to go out this weekend or whatever, so I'm happy about that. What about your week? How was your week?
My week was good, you know, nothing more, nothing less. It was just right, so I had a good week.
That's good. I had ended up going to, of course, a Caribbean Halloween party or whatever. And I was a sexy scarecrow.
Okay.
It was cold.
It sure was cold.
I said, well, cold. What? I mean, I knew it was going to be a little cool because, you know, up here it get cool and it started to get cool like during the daytime, but I didn't think it was going to drop like that yesterday.
I didn't think it was gonna drop at all until December, to tell you the truth, because we rarely get weather like that down here, so it was a shocker for me. And this morning when I woke up, it was the same. So
right, I was just like, so I got to drink me some ginger tea before I catch a cold, because I don't have time for this. Okay.
Yeah, it was real. it was really real this morning and last night.
Baby, I was like, oh no, sir. But let's get right into it. So ties with Telly this week, I of course was looking up different articles about, you know, fashion, shoes and everything in between. Mm-hmm. And some Adidas employees got found guilty in a NCAA bribery scheme. Mm-hmm. So basically, this guy who worked for Adidas, his name was Jim Gatto. He was the global marketing director of basketball. So what they were doing were promising or paying off high school students and college students to go to certain Adidas-sponsored colleges. Mm-hmm. And if they were to go to those colleges, they were given, you know, going to give them money to go and, you know, sponsorships and stuff like that. So outside of that school being sponsored by Adidas, that was giving them outside money, which you're not supposed to do. Quote, yeah. Unquote. So, one dude, just for an example, got $100,000, mm-hmm, for attending Louisville. I'm going to say Louisville University because that's all they put. But yeah, so they got found guilty for that. It was him and two other dudes. And they will be sentenced March 5th, and they're looking up to like 2 to 4 years for that in Fed prison. It's like going on cable.
People do that on a regular basis, and right, nobody is charged for it. But you know, it is what it is. I ain't gonna get into
it. I don't know who snitched, but snitches, baby, snitches get stitches. They tried it.
They surely do.
Because you're right, it does happen a lot more than people would like to know. But no, honey. I was like, that's crazy. I just found it to be craziness, because why not pay them? You know what I'm saying? Like, in college, half the time you working off your scholarship money, and then, you know, you be broke. Like, them oodles and noodles be real.
Very real.
So, And, of course, Y'all know I love sneakers. I was looking up sneakers in lieu of the holiday spirit, which is Halloween. Yes. It's in a few days, and hence our title for this episode is All Freakish Eve, Halloween edition.
Yes.
So, I actually found two shoes that are incorporated with Halloween. So, Nike has a shoe called the Nike Air Force One QS Skeleton. And it has, like, the X-ray of your foot. Like, but it's the side of your foot on the Air Force One.
So, and it's then, on the top. You say it's on the side, right?
It's on the side. So, the top is, like, the regular white, you know, with the laces. And on the side is, like, the X-ray
of a
your,
foot.
The side of your foot, right. Okay. So, the side view of your foot in the X-ray.
Okay.
And then the Puma Clyde Court X-ray is the same thing, but it's the actual X-ray of your entire foot on the shoe. So I'm like, Nike just can't let people live. Of course not, because, you know, that's why they're the best. Yeah. So the Air Force Ones are $130, and they come out on Halloween. So October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Puma Clyde Court X-rays come out on the 30th. Probably trying to get the one up on Nike real quick. And they are $120. So I'm going to, of course, I want to know which one y'all pick. Would y'all pick the Puma or the Nikes? Now, you know, everybody doesn't like Air Force Ones, but those probably would be the one that would sell more because of what? The branding, which is what?
Everything.
Nike. Right. Nike everything. So, yep. I'm thinking that the Nike Air Force Ones are going to blow the Pumas out the water, but we shall see. I'm going to, of course, post them on our Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere we are. And I want to know what y'all think. Is y'all going to cop or drop?
Let
Which
us
one
know.
Would y'all call? The Pumas or the Nikes? Okay?
Okay.
And that is it for our Ties with Telly. So let's get into this episode, Mooney, my dear.
All right. All Freakish Eve. Freaks come out at night.
Hey, the freak come out at night. Ooh.
Go back for y'all.
Right. Y'all don't know about that, you know.
Well, you know, the young ones. Yeah, the young ones. Some do know that. I barely know about it, but I remember the song.
Right, that song is a hit. Okay. So, what in the world? I'm sorry, y'all. Got you know, always got something going on over here. So, in the spirit of dressing up for Halloween, we decided to talk about different topics that had to do with dressing up, role playing, and get into a little bit of BDSM as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mooney.
Yes.
Do you think that is weird to role play? Like,
I don't think it's weird to role play at all. You know, some people like to role play because, you know, they need that little stimulation to, you know, get satisfied or even get, you know, amped up to do anything, but I don't even know what role to play. I can go straight into it.
Yeah.
But everybody ain't like me, so I don't know.
I definitely don't need it. Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, you know, it's not needed, but it's kind of fun, like, to build up the anticipation, you know, the naughty school teachers and
yeah,
all of that good stuff. I don't really... I like role play, but as far as watching it, I can't do that.
Me watching it, meaning how?
Like, you know, on porns and stuff. So that I can't do that.
You can't watch
it's just, it. No.
Why not?
I start picking at it, so it's just not really enjoyable for me.
Okay.
I stop. You can watch porn?
Yes, I can.
Excuse me. Yes. Well, excuse me.
I don't like the porn that has like a full ass movie. I'm not here to watch a movie. I'm here to watch the action from start to finish. And then I don't want no making love scene. I want the full throttle.
Full throttle. Oh no. Wait. What
should we full throttle? Getting straight into it. Not getting
that straight to the point.
Like make her feel what you're trying to make her feel. Point blank period.
Okay.
That's the type of stuff I like to watch.
I mean, I've watched it before, mm-hmm. and I get a whole like into a whole ranking session. Like I be doing the most. So if I were to watch it with somebody, they really would be mad at me because I would not make it enjoyable.
Well, I won't be watching it with you, so I would not have to stress that.
So if you did have any role play fantasies, what would your role play fantasy be? Just, I mean, I know that you don't have to, but you know, just humor me.
Well, I really wouldn't say role play. Mm-hmm. I guess it's kind of, I don't know, whatever you guys may think it is, but I'm a very dominant human being. Mm-hmm. So that comes off in all aspects of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to be dominated. I want somebody to take control over me.
Okay.
It's not really role playing, but.
No, well, to be honest, it is kind of role playing. Because that goes right into the BDSM. Like, so for people who don't know what BDSM is,
mm-hmm.
okay. Because, you know, a lot of people are like, what the hell is that? You know, Rihanna made a song about
it. They all know nothing about Christian Grey.
Listen, Mr. Gray was about that life, okay?
Yes, and here, Jim and I tell it too. Yes, I love that movie and that book. Read all three.
You know, I started reading the first one, and it was kind of slow.
But for you,
in the beginning, I was like, when we gonna get to the action? Maybe because I was already anticipating the action.
I think that's what you were doing.
But then it's those books are really good. But in the beginning, I was just like, where is the,
I need? You know what you was thinking about? You were thinking about some Zane type ish.
Probably because that's what I got.
No, well, yeah, it's you're not right. A Zane type right. book. It's this real right. storyline.
You're right.
Real story.
Wait, pause. Zane has real storylines.
No, she Don't has snippets her. Of stories. It wasn't the same story the whole book. Sex Chronicles wasn't the same stories. It was different stories.
No, but she had books that actually were, you know, a storyline. We're not going to go there. You're right, though. I was really thinking about, like, the more of the African-American fiction.
Yes, you were. No.
We read.
That was not it, ma'am.
Apparently, because when I got into it, I was like, oh!
I loved it all. I loved it all. I loved it all. You
mean?
I did.
You said you saw the movie?
I saw the first movie. I didn't see the thing about this is with books and movies, they never compare. The movie never compares to the movie. I mean, the book. Well, let me say it again. The movie never compares to the book. The book is always the mecca. While the movie is a watered down version of the book. So if you really want to get the full experience of like series and things like that, you have to read the original manuscript because the movie is not it at all.
You're right.
The movie was so disappointing. I didn't even want to watch the other one.
Oh no.
And then when they casted the actors, I was like, are you serious?
He was like, now y'all could have did real better than
Kristen Gray could have been better than
We just gonna leave it like that.
he wasn't ugly, but it could have been better. That's all I'm saying. Because the book had me listen.
Ready to go find you a Christian Grey, huh?
I'm still looking for him.
Hello.
Shoot.
But let's get into the definition of BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
So BDSM includes bondage and discipline, right? Dominance and submission. And then sadism and masochism, I can't say Masochism. There we go.
So you gonna break those down for us?
Right.
Because so I want to know what the hell. Say that don't sound good.
Say it is.
I want to know.
All right. So sadism is the act of inflicting pain on someone. So you get pleasure from inflicting pain on a person.
Don't people and right there, you got to watch out for.
You girl.
That's a whole, right. That's a fantasy. That's a lot going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the level, I guess. It just depends on the level.
Yeah, because it's also, it's like inflicting pain, suffering, and then it says humiliation on others.
Okay, I'm listening for the others.
And masochism, or being a masochist, is a person who gets sexual gratification from their own pain or humiliation.
Oh.
Right. So some people, you know, I don't know if you know, impact play is when someone hits you with like a paddle or something, or even their fists. So, you know.
Wait, because you said even if it's, and then you got quiet, and I'm like, where's the rest?
I'm like, even if it's, you know, I said even if it's their fist.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Right, so I was like, even if it's their fist, like, you know, punching them, slapping them, handprint on your face, a paddle, a spiked paddle.
Would you let somebody do that to you in the bedroom?
What, punch me?
Yeah.
No, you can't. No, we gonna fight because I'm confused. Punch me? Nah, that's not what. That's not what we on. Slap me on my ass? I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Slap me in my face? Nah, you can't slap me in my face, buddy. I could do it to you though if that's what you want me to do.
Oh my god! But what if he don't want you to do that? Will you have? Do you have those fantasies of being aggressive in the bedroom, violently?
No. Okay. not too violent. Like, you could choke me. You know what I'm saying? You can throw me up against the wall.
No, I'm not talking about them doing it to you. I'm talking about you doing it to them.
Oh, doing it to them? I could definitely
do you? I'm not saying if they allow you. Would you want to do it whether they say yes or no?
That's a good question. No, probably not. Because I'm rough. I'm rough. So
that's why I asked you that question, because I wanted to see what you were going to say.
I'm rough. girl. And there's like, it's certain ways that you can do it. And mine won't be safe. So no. We gonna end up in a hospital for real.
No,
I'm too rough for that. And then you know what I used to do, you know, as far as my line of work. So yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't know. No, it doesn't need to be done. I agree. I agree.
for those who don't know, I was a behavioral specialist or a direct support specialist, and I worked with autistic and mentally disabled individuals, and we learned takedown procedures. So, you know, I don't want to be too rough and then, you know,
and the whole time you were there, I never... You and Zimmy, that's one of our other best friends. I never understood how you guys had the mental capacity to deal with those people. But I commend y'all to the fullest, because God knows I would not be there. Because regular people get on my nerves that don't have autism and don't have mental disabilities.
Oh,
so Jesus Christ. I can only imagine.
You got to have patience. You got to have patience, because baby... But that's besides the point. So
we get all overboard.
Right. So dominant, submissive. And then there's this thing called switch. So you can be a dominant, but you gain more pleasure from being dominated, or vice versa.
Then I am a switch.
I'm a switch. Sounds good. So What about bondage? Is bondage a thing for you? Like, you?
Nah, buddy. Y'all, hey, it's this Netflix movie called Gerald's Game. Mm-hmm. You saw it?
Mm-mm, no, I need to see it.
You need to see it. It tends the season to be scary. So okay. It's called Gerald's Game on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's about the wife was in bondage. They was playing a game. And then that game turned into a whole bunch of stuff going on. And that is definitely a movie everybody needs to see. Because it will perfectly explain to you why I never want to be in bondage. Never. Ever, ever. Mm-mm. I'm okay.
You know, I have to really, really, really trust you in order to be in bondage. Yeah.
I don't care if I trust you or not.
I'm good. I can see. I can see myself being tied up or me tying someone up. Like, that's always been a thing that I've wanted to experience.
I'm okay.
Handcuffs? Nah. But, like, silk scarf, something real sensual. Okay? Nothing like ropes. I don't need no ropes because some people like that, like the pain from the ropes. Being tied tight on their arms and like cutting your suckle. No. I am not with all of that.
No, man.
But I can definitely do a silk scarf or two and maybe a strap from a bondage system. We can do that.
I'm good, buddy. That movie traumatized me. To the fullest. Nah.
Well, I don't know if I need to watch that then.
You do. Might. You need to watch it. Watch it when you listen.
Mm-hmm. Watch it when what?
Watch it when you're high.
It's funny.
It's not funny. It'll make you think. Like
it open up your open up your mind.
Your third eye will be wide open.
Okay. Sounds good. Got to try it.
Go. Yes, you do.
So you know there's certain toys and stuff that they have that they use when participating in the BDSM activities. So I was looking up some stuff. I know about gag balls.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that kind of makes you like gag while they are doing whatever it is that they're doing to you.
Would you want a gag ball?
Gag ball, no, because I can't say the safe word if the ball is in my mouth.
Or if you just moan a certain way, that'd probably be a safe word.
It could, but what if he is really into it? And
That's true.
He ain't worrying about this moaning, honey.
He sure ain't.
Well, yeah, no, gag ball, no. But I also wanted to try this thing called a gag cock ring. Now that is different.
A gag cock ring. Let me Google.
Yes, Google. You be one Googling something, babe. Okay.
You surely do. Google and YouTube is my best friend.
I know it.
A gag what?
Cock ring.
So will you experience that, Telly?
Well, yeah, I'll do that. Now, that I will do. I definitely will do. I think it's cool. Like, you know, you gotta...
That's for my husband, though.
Right. Oh, no, none of this is for boyfriends, period.
Yeah.
Or just a random... No, random Joe Smo. No, baby, you don't get these things.
Yeah.
No. All these are husband activities, mm-hmm. monogamous relationship with this ring on my finger activities, yes, okay?
Okay.
None of that. But yeah, I would do that. Then they got some weird stuff, bro. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of weird stuff going on. So you say you watched the Christian Grey movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember his red room?
Red room. Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was the room where he had all his toys.
Right.
Suspenders, everything, and whenever Ooh. They got into the room,
mm-hmm.
she would have to sit in a downward dog position.
Ooh.
And he had to be, she had to be his submissive.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you had no say-so in that room when you stepped in that room. All the say-so goes to him.
You know, some people live that like life. Like, if they're...
If you're doing it right, I'll be a submissive.
The dominant could call your phone. You could be in the middle of work, baby. You better answer that phone. You hear me?
Listen, it ain't gonna be like that, sir.
No, some people do, like, legit, like, okay, master, I'll be there type thing.
That's true, but I'm just letting the future know it ain't gonna be like that, sir.
Oh. Like, yeah, no, we're not gonna do all of that. But
when we're in the midst of thinking about it, and then we go wherever, yeah, than that. But if you call me
sexual activity,
if you call me when I'm out and about and I'm doing business or I'm doing something, you call me and talk about, oh, you need to be here and I gotta sign this check. Nah, buddy.
Nah, buddy, it ain't happening.
Nobody.
Girl, please.
Y'all just be honest.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But what so have you used any sex toys before, whether it be like BDSM or just like, you know, regular dildo,
I just use a regular smegula. Dildo. I never really got into the whole sex toys culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because thankfully all the extracurricular activity mates that I had, I didn't need any extra.
Come on.
You know? So I was perfectly fine. Regular, you know?
Right.
Yes.
But so the most you've used is a dildo.
Yes. And I've only did those by myself, not with...
With others?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's the only...
So...
She did.
Right. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't have any of that.
Why not?
I'm not with it.
Why not?
I don't like plastic.
But it gets the job done when you can't get the job done.
Listen, I'll just go to sleep. I'll take a shot. Like, on some G, I would rather have a person.
I would too, but sometimes when you want to be faithful.
Those urges.
And sometimes when you just don't got nobody, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. So when I don't have nobody, I just don't have nobody.
Urges come and they come strong.
Right. Me and my shower are friends, or...
That don't work for me.
Or I just go to bed. I go to sleep. I can't, like, I don't... Because you got to imagine. I feel like that takes too much time. I'm not trying to think about all that. Nah, buddy.
So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you said it takes some imagining. So do you separate emotions from sex, or do you have sex with emotions?
I can separate it. I've done it before. Like, I cannot have an emotional connection when I'm having sex. But as far as, you know, just having to do it with a dildo, like, I can't.
Because you say you have to imagine that somebody is there. Right. So if you don't do it with any emotions, then you would have to worry about it.
No, I know it's weird. I know it's weird. And if I could explain it to you better, I would. But legit, like, the fact that I got to think about somebody going
down on
me.
That's what the
porn
is for. But like,
no,
you said,
but see, that's...
it's not for you. It's understandable,
right? Like, the porn, I could understand the concept. You know, you watch the porn, get you off, okay, blah blah blah. Nah, I can't. It's just the sounds. No, I'm like, one time when I was watching the porn, and okay, the girl was sucking somebody's dick, all the sounds and all that good stuff. It's like, okay. I make the same sounds or whatever, but I don't want to see this. I'd rather be doing it.
Bruh. So you was never in... I'm going to get a little bit too much.
Go ahead.
So you never was in the room where another person was having sex?
Yeah, but that ain't do nothing for me.
But You just said, I'm confused now.
Why are you confused? Like, I've been in a room, like, my, you know, friends, mm-hmm. we've done wild things when we're younger. I've legit seen my friends have sex. Mm-hmm. My friends have seen me have sex. Mm-hmm. But that did not, like, make me want to be like, oh, yeah, like, we having a competition or some shit while we doing.
No, you know, it's not about competition. It don't arouse you in any type of way. Mm-mm. Mm.
They literally just have a sex. Okay. It don't arouse me. Mm-mm.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. But, no. If I ain't doing it, ain't nothing for me to be like, ooh, yes. No.
Not right either.
But do you think sex toys can cause, like, problems in a relationship? Like, if you... Because some people,
If the female prefers the toy more than you, then yes, that's a problem.
That is a problem. And some women like big toys. Men... They would rather you use it. Some men would rather you use it in their presence. Mm-hmm. Or like if you sending them a video or something. Some dudes are like that. But the minute that you don't like use it while they're there or for their pleasure, I believe it does become a problem.
Have you ever had a dude that wanted you to do anal with the toy?
Nah.
Me either. In fact, God, I haven't read into that. But a lot of men, I've heard from friends and from just Facebook in general, lot of men like, I don't know if it's like with the finger. I don't know. But even like the men that like that, that's a little suspicious to me.
That enjoy it. Oh,
anal stimulation,
right? Because most, I mean, to be honest, the way dudes make it seem, it's either no, don't touch my booty, period, or you know,
I don't know, bro. Because I know the feeling.
Yeah.
So that feeling kind of good. So I kind of understand, but I kind of don't want to understand.
But they say that's what men actually climax. More when you know someone hits that spot, like they get a that's what I heard.
I'll pass, sir.
So if your dude asks you to do it to him, you'll be like, nah, that's not. Matter of fact, I don't even want to do it no more. We just, you know, you got to go.
Basically,
that's a deal breaker.
That basically.
Yeah,
it's too much going on in this world. I ain't trying to get into that. No, I probably
it is a lot.
About me, I'm very slick.
Okay,
I won't let the person know that I'm turned off. I'll probably go on with it, but not actually do what he want me to do. I finish what I got to do, and then I disappear. He will never hear from me again.
Block all social media, phone done.
No, nah, he ain't blocked.
He ain't blocked.
But he won't hear from me. If you call, I may pick up. I don't know.
You.
I'm just being honest.
You got to think about it. Be like, okay, that threw me all the way off. But can you imagine how men feel? Like, how, because they, some of them do that to us. Like, you know, we'll ask them to do certain shit. And they'll be like,
no, this bitch is crazy. I don't ask. The thing about it is, everybody is not sexually free, I've learned.
Right, right.
So it's like, the only serious relationship I had lasted from 2006 to 2008. So I never really had somebody that I could explore with recently.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
right, right.
If I know it's not nothing serious, I'm not going to ask for above and beyond. As long as you pleasure,
that makes sense.
As long as you pleasure me during the time that we're talking, that's all that matters. But when I do get in a committed relationship and it's very serious, and of course I'm be like, babe,
let's do this. So let's go. Yes, girl, I'm with you when you're right.
Yes,
honey.
Ma'am.
I enrich you when you write, because, you know, like you said, we go ahead and, you know, I'm talking to somebody or something like that. If it's not that serious, all right, cool. I ain't really going to ask you too much.
And I've learned not to give my all. Hello? Just to give them a little taste, because I used to give my all to these fuckers.
Hello? Girl, I'm on the floor right now. If you can see me, baby, I done fell. Death drop.
I used to give my all to these people, and it wasn't deserving. So
you better say that.
So why would I even like try to satisfy you beyond means? And then when you good, you looking at me like, huh?
Right. What? What you want?
Bitch, I will punch you in your face. I'm playing.
Girl, I am with you when you're right. I definitely have done the same as far as giving my all, honey. I'm talking about 100, 1,000. You know what I'm saying? And was left with empty. So
exactly.
Nah, you ain't getting none of that.
Nah, buddy.
I'm with you. I'm with you when you're right. So what is our untapped essentials for today?
It was kind of hard for me to find it. Well, I finally found the perfect one for this episode of All Freakish Eve Halloween Edition. Mm-hmm. So the untapped of the day is, we're all just a bunch of freaks. Some are just more honest about it.
That sounds about right.
Yes. Very, very true. So, basically, you know, some people are more comfortable with talking about it and others aren't. So, you know, you got to keep doing what you got to do.
Right. You know, I'm a very open person. So I am very comfortable as far as talking about it. I think when we first met, you probably was like, this girl.
Yeah, you was too open.
I'm a very open person. But it's kind of like a test for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm telling you ain't nothing that I'm really ashamed of. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I want to know if it's going to be, basically, can you stay my friend or not?
Because
if I know, or I hear you running, oh, she said this, that, then, and the third, da-da-da-da. Nah, you good.
Mm-hmm.
Because 9 times out of 10, what I told you, most people have already heard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a test for me.
Which is understandable. It's completely understandable. But, you know, you don't have to be. Everybody, listen, as many kids running around here and as life is going in circles and people are giving birth, they're giving birth for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are just more honest about it. I can say on my part, I am not honest about it. I do not swallow no social media. But for this
on social media. Heck no.
For this episode, you know, we're talking about it and it's brunch tea. So, you know, I wouldn't mind sharing my side of the story or just a little snippet, you know?
Right, right.
But
y'all can't get it all.
Yes, can't get it all.
I don't blame. So what's the quote one more time?
We're all just a bunch of freaks. Some are just more honest about it.
Child. Mm-mm. And listen, I don't think y'all need no tea for today, because I believe we gave you enough.
Yes, we gave you enough tea.
No, and if you listen, y'all see us, don't say nothing about it, okay?
Just act like you ain't hear nothing. Don't come up to me and be like, oh, Mona, you said this. Who? Yeah, what?
Excuse me, I said what?
Oh, well, since when?
Don't be in these DMs talking about, hey, little mama, I heard that you know, I'm about that. No. Sir, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Okay?
Stay in your lane.
Because we said, what? Committed relationships. And half of y'all is allergic to that.
Oh, okay? Half. More than half.
Most of y'all niggas are allergic to it. So don't come over here trying to half step and trying to finesse. Okay? Because we not with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay over there with it.
Yes. And I'm sorry, I apologize for the knocking, y'all. Some ignorant person just decided to knock on the door for no reason.
Oh, not ignorant. Mm-hmm. They just, that nigga knocking?
Who?
I'm sorry. So,
basically. Sorry,
that is a term that we use sometimes to, they knock and dash. Knock on the door and run. It's not an offensive term. So sorry if I offended anyone.
Yes, she's just sorry.
But that's what that is. Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you guys for tuning in
to Brunch Tea.
To this episode. Uh-huh. This episode, All Freakish Eve, Halloween edition. I hope y'all have fun on this Halloween. Y'all be safe.
Yes, be safe.
Please. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of crazy people out here. We don't need no Michael Myers and all that other extra stuff. Watch your kids. Watch yourself.
Mm-hmm. Watch what okay. type of candy your kids get. What type of candy your kids eat. It's a bunch of crazy people out here.
Right. Make sure that they're not edible. Those edibles look like candy, okay? Oh, they got fruit roll-ups and gummy bears and all types. I'm a girl.
Jesus.
You might want to taste. That's why they tell you to taste your kids' candy before you know.
And then even if they taste it and they think it's straight and they give it to the kids, it's going to be too late because it take a while to hit, don't it?
It's like a few hours. That's why you don't get up. They can't have the candy. Like, you buy them candy at the house and they can have the candy that you bought.
Of course.
But when you test out, are you looking at the candy that they got from other people?
Nah, my babies ain't going trick-or-treating.
Oh, you're not gonna let them go?
No.
What about at the fall festival at the church?
At the... That's a whole other topic, baby. No. Not even there. Mm-mm. You ever heard that the church is the spiritual hospital? Mm-hmm. You ever heard that term?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna leave it like that. I'm gonna leave it like that.
Okay, girl. So
not all churches. I'm not saying for all churches, but there's some.
Yeah, there are a few. Y'all go ahead and look us up on all of our social media, Instagram, brunchtees_, Facebook and Twitter, brunchtees. And listen to us on all our social media platforms, all of our streaming platforms, yes. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Podbean.
Podbean, yes.
Ha! Everything but title, like I said before.
And if you have any comments, questions, or tea, hit us up on brunchcheesepodcast@gmail.com. Also, subscribe and comment. Tell us what you guys like about the podcast. You know, to give us some feedback. We'll appreciate it.
Yeah, we definitely will. So, y'all have a good night. Like I said, have a good Halloween. And y'all be safe out there. We'll check y'all next week for what?
Mohi.
All right. So, holla at y'all later.
Peace, y'all.